Let's do our Tuesday with Nick report. Nick from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette. How goes it?
Oh, pretty good.
Got your big fly tying class again tonight?
Yep, looking forward to that. Got a pretty good group going.
How many folks showed up last Tuesday?
I think there was like 10 of us or so.
Okay, so not a lot. You know, there's still plenty of room there if folks want to show up. And again, it's free, right? And you provide everything?
Yep, it's completely free. Usually have room for about, 15 tires or so. We got a little room left.
It starts at what time, and tell them where to find the store?
6 p.m., 209 South Front Street, or across the street from Getz's.
There you go. All right, let's talk fishing, because I actually heard that the pan fishing got considerably better, actually, over the weekend. I heard, there's some people telling me that I'm not even a very good fisherman, and I was catching big old bluegills and crappies.
Yeah, panfish has been consistent. It's definitely picked up. Not hearing as much on the walleye pike front, but a lot of guys are happy with the gills they're getting.
Are you hearing about any place that's not too small we could mention it on the air?
Actually hearing about the smaller lakes doing better, but East Bass has been decent. Johnson Lake has been producing also.
Yeah, I think that's what I heard. A couple of folks were getting some nice bluegill and then an occasional crappie even, and I've never even... Of course, that lake's got everything.
Yeah, it is a bit of a mix.
Well, have you been selling one type of bait more than another to the pan fishermen?
A lot of guys are actually using the small perch minnows right now, doing well with those, especially for the crappie.
I wonder if that's why they're getting bigger. Usually, minnows get you bigger fish, but they just don't always get you many.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's for sure. And I am selling a lot of waxies, and some of the larger wigglers are doing well, too.
Well, that's the one thing I wanted to mention for the perch. I definitely don't have any lakes big enough to name by name, but I've been hearing some perch fishing has been very, very good. Unfortunately, a lot of small perch, like picking through 20 fish to get one keeper.
Yeah, I got guys that are just buying ridiculous amounts of bait just from what they're going through.
Well, that typically happens when there's a warm-up later in spring, but it seems like right now this colder weather has triggered the wiggler bite, so we'll keep an eye on it, I guess. Well, we got river fishing to talk about, plus some other crazy good stuff going on that you're not going to want to miss. So stay tuned, and we'll continue with Nick from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.